Crazy people with guns. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. In Cleveland yesterday, 14-year-old Asa Kuhn, who'd been suspended for fighting, came back to his high school with a couple of guns and started shooting. Fortunately, he had lousy aim, except for the last shot. He only wounded his four victims before turning the gun on himself. As gun rights groups point out, incidents like this are statistically insignificant, so if ever, God forbid, it happens to you, just remind yourself as you clutch your ankles in the coat closet that what's happening is statistically insignificant. And yet, as usual, there were all the red flags. He had demons, mental illness, threatened to blow up the school, had recently told classmates he didn't believe in God but instead worshipped Marilyn Manson. And as usual, we wonder how an angry 14-year-old kid with demons gets a gun. Or do we? Actually, I think we now assume that any angry kid can get a gun. And it's once again brought calls for giving teachers the right to arm themselves. Well, that's fine, since we're giving up on keeping guns out of the hands of crazed devil-worshipping teenagers, and since we're not going to treat them all because that would be too expensive, I guess we might as well arm everybody. But then, how come Iraq is still not safe? Everybody's got guns there. I tell you what, how about this? The government's been pushing a big crackdown on aliens who are here illegally. Well, as long as the country is going to be swarming with agents, why don't we just expand the definition of illegal alien to include anybody who lets a crazed, suicidal, devil-worshipping teen get two 38 caliber revolvers and a duffel bag full of ammunition? They're at least as dangerous as people who pick fruit without documents. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.